Hey, this is Ebony. I'm back with another episode. I wanted to go ahead and do this episode before the power went out. I just came back from getting me something to eat. I've been up working on my website all day. And I'm real bad about that. Like, once I get into a groove, I get focused on something. I know I've been sitting at this laptop since about 2. Because I stayed up late last night, up until the early morning hours. I was all on Snapchat, posting videos and songs and whatnot, you know. Because I was in my feelings. I've been in my feelings lately. For some strange reason, I've been in my feelings lately. But I still been in my bag, though. I ain't been in my feelings to the point where I ain't been getting to the money, though. Let's be clear. Let's be clear, as Obama would say. Let me look up a joke. Jokes for the office. Cause see, I'm finna say something funny. What's the best kind of joke to tell? I like to tell clean jokes that you could tell at your job. Listen, well, what y'all got going today? What y'all did today? It is storming so bad. I love the rain, but I was out there driving, so it was scary, because my baby had wanted some Whataburger. Then when we got her Whataburger, she was like, Mama, you can have my fries. Let's just go home. It's storming bad. I said, it was storming when we got your shit. And I went ahead and drove right to Jack's and got me the double bacon cheeseburger. Fuck you, man. Look, you son, yeah. I rolled right down there. I was gonna get a milkshake too, but I changed my mind about the milkshake. Anyway, I can't find no joke. You know some jokes. You probably a little joke. But this, I want to talk about the Cash App takeover. Cash App doing some great things. They're letting you access they have a router number and an account number to where you can deposit your stimulus check into their bank or whatever. And I think they're just so cool. Then you get away faster. I was reading it today, and it was saying a lot of people got their stimulus check on Friday because they took advantage of Cash App, the Cash App feature. But that's where a lot of my money from my business go. I tell people they can Cash App me or whatever, you know. Now, before I got Cash App, people used to tell me about fees and stuff, but I don't. Like, by the time I had downloaded Cash App and started using it, which was mid-last year, I ain't see no fees. I was like, well, maybe I'm just tripping, but they must have just did away with the fees because they getting so much work now. But, yeah, Cash App taking over for the 99 and the 2000 bit. But, what you do is, now some people, they don't get taxes back. So what you have to do, if you don't get taxes back, because you're getting your stimulus check based on how you received your income tax. And, you know, so that's just how this going. So if you, because the money coming from the IRS, you know what I'm saying? So you, the same way you got your other money from the IRS, that's how you going to get this money. It's coming from the government. So, but what you do is, you go to irs.gov and you update your address and all your information. You update your address. That way, if you want to check in the mail, it got your current address. Because y'all know how stuff get lost in the mail. It'll be a minute before you see the check if it go to the wrong address. Because when I moved here, they was sending mail to my old address. And it took it at least a whole extra week to get here. And I was like, damn, now if this was something I had needed, I would have been fucked up. But, yeah, so do that. And the link is actually on a post I posted this weekend. Because y'all know I really don't be fucking with that weekend work shit. But I've been getting good information, so I've been posting on the weekend. And I want y'all to take advantage of this information while I be getting it out for free. Because at some point, I'm going to have to charge if I, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to text y'all because, see, y'all play a lot. Y'all like to play. Y'all want everything for free. Y'all know ain't shit free out here. Y'all know ain't shit for somebody texting me right now and say, y'all okay? Yes, we're okay. But I'm going to hit you back after this. Shit, if I wasn't okay, would I be able to even text you back, though? If I'm not okay, what you going to... Anyway, I ain't finna go to... Because people get on my nerve. But... Okay, you go on Iris. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm all over the place. I'm Rishi. But I'm not Rishi. I'm Haitian, actually. But I'm African. But anyway, I had to learn how to stop playing so much. Okay, look, go to the Iris website, iris.gov. You update your address. And that way your check can come to the proper location. Because it's all about location, location, location. Because I want y'all to get it. You feel me? I want you to get it, babe. Because see, now let me ask y'all something. Let me ask y'all something. And I'm going to ask this question tomorrow because I ain't asked the question in a minute. And I know y'all be like me, why y'all trying to act like $1,200 ain't shit? Explain to me, like me, I go to work every day, except for Saturday and Sunday. I go to work Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, sometimes 7:30 to 4:30. You feel me? I'm already, any money I get outside my check, it do something to me. You know what I'm saying? Because don't nobody owe me shit, for real. I'm a grown woman. Don't nobody owe me shit outside my work check. So... why is it that the $1,200 ain't shit? Plus $500 for each child. So some of us getting $1,700. We just got our tax money not that long ago. Some of y'all tax money spent and some of y'all still got tax money. I got a list of about 45 businesses you can start with under $2,000. This is my thing. Don't nobody owe you nothing. It's your job as an adult to get out here and run your check up, get your money up, create the life that you want. Okay? Don't nobody gotta give you... The government really didn't have to give us no money because of these crises. You see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody have to do shit. We could have just had to stay in the motherfucking house and just be the fuck out of work. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. But that would have been fucked up if people would have been out worried about this shit and wouldn't have got no, you know, got something for it. Because this too big of a, this a pandemic. This too big for folks that have been out working not get nothing for it. Our job even made up like a little clause or whatever for it. But that's what I want y'all to, I'm asking y'all some questions. Like, what? Why $1,200 ain't shit? Because shit, it'll pay my mortgage and I have some motherfucking change, little. You feel me? It might pay the bitch two times. I don't know. Matter of fact, yeah, it'll pay my mortgage twice. Well, the $1,700 would. And I have some change. You feel me? And I got a mortgage. Some of y'all ain't got no mortgage. Some of y'all ain't got no house. Some of y'all ain't got no car. But you saying $1,200 ain't shit. I don't get it. It's blowing me. I'm blowing like good gas off of that. $1,200 ain't shit. But it'll bring your account to $1,203.56. Won't it? Stop playing. I think people act like that so it can make it seem like they getting it like that. I ain't even acting like that. And I got money. Hold on. Let me not say that. Let me rephrase that. Hold on. Let me, because see, I don't want to take that around. It's not that I have money. I'm living comfortable. Let me put it like that. But I'm just a get money bitch anyway, so that shit. That's just me. But and I apologize if I offended anybody. Anybody felt attacked or you know, if I was being too real in this episode. I'm just saying, you know, my job didn't give me number 150. You see what I'm saying? I'm still going to work. My job gave me an extra 150, and I was happy about that. They gave everybody a little something, and they put it on a separate check so we wouldn't have as many taxes taken out. And they still took taxes out to 150. You see what I'm saying? So, what if the government did what my job did? Gave y'all ass $150 and then took taxes out to 150. Oh, if you think $1,200 ain't shit, you would really be mad at $150 after tax. You ain't even getting $100 after they take the taxes out. But yeah, this episode was, it was supposed to be about the cash out takeover and the stimulus package, but I want y'all to get rid. I want y'all to get y'all money. And just think, if you are already working, this an extra, this some extra money outside of your taxes, outside of your job. Let's invest this money. Let's use the money to put ourselves in a good position. That way, if something like this happen again, like with my brand, I do resumes, I do email consultations. Everything I do, I don't even have to be around you physically to get paid from you. I just did a recommendation letter for a young lady so her supervisor can sign. I just proofread a grievance for a young lady who was getting a grievance. She was sending it to HR and she wanted to make sure she had dotted all her I's and crossed all her T's, and I could understand it because she was sending it to HR. I just did both of those things from my laptop, from my house, and I ain't have to come in contact with them. They cash out me the money, point blank, period. It was done. And I try to have a good turnaround time. Like, even though I go to work, I'm the one decided to have a business on the side, so I still feel like I can't tell nobody, oh well, I'm busy. But no, I need to have a good turnaround time. This is my brand. How I handle my brand and my customers, that's a representation of the kind of woman I am and the kind of entrepreneur I am, you know. And just like I said, and she let me know, she said, I know you write resumes, but would you do a recommendation letter for me? And then my professor just signed it or whatever, my instructor. I said, sure, I could do that. I said, when you need it back. And that's the kind of person I am. Even if I ain't, you know, even if it's something on list that I do, I probably can do it because I do a vast majority of things. But, yeah, I'm still blowed by y'all about this money show. Hold on, I got a solution. This was gonna stop me from being blowed by y'all acting like $1,200 ain't shit. Since it ain't shit, give me yarn, and I'm gonna go get some land. Cause I had wanted a farm anyway with some little goats and sheep and shit, and some motherfucking veggies, fruits and vegetables. So that's the solution. That's what's gonna solve this. To keep me from being flabbergasted by the fact y'all acting like $1,200 ain't shit, give me your $1,200, okay? And then we gonna call it even. I'm gonna be like, you know what? I see why you don't think $1,200 ain't shit, cause you could just give it away and it won't put a dent in your pocket. Thank you. But Cash App takeover. Go on. If you don't receive taxes, or you didn't, or you got a paper check in the mail, go on to irs.gov and put your information in. I want y'all to get y'all check. I want y'all to get y'all money. I want us to flourish. I want this to put us up. I don't want us to, you know, excuse me, spend it on frivolous things or things we don't need. I want us to make some investments. Like how y'all be coming on my page, like y'all gonna invest in all this stock and y'all gonna buy the block and shit. All that shit y'all be saying on my comments on Facebook, that's what I'm gonna need y'all to do with this money. Because I got plenty of little posts where I said what you doing, what you would do if you got an extra 500, what you would do if you got an extra 1,000. You see what I'm saying? This your time to shine now. Show us. Show me that you're going to do what you said in them comments. Show me you was telling the truth. Walk it like you talk it. Walk it like you heard it. You heard what I said. Hold on, wrong is that you? I said walk it like you talk it. Damn. But that's it for this episode. I was trying to go and get this done. Just in case the power will go out, I'm trying to keep my laptop charged up, my phone charged up. I'm charged up. I ain't even ate today. I'm just not eating for the day. Damn. And I don't know where this energy come from. Probably them donuts I ate. Because, baby, don't Krispy Kreme. Anyway, I'm rambling. Cash out takeover. Let's get money. Let's invest. We finna ball so hard. We finna shine, y'all. This gonna be a good ass summer, ain't it? You know this how it work. Like, right before something real good or real fantastic finna happen, everything go haywire. Everything fuck up. Then, booyah. You bounce right back like ain't shit happened. You bounce back for any, I can't quote it exactly, but anytime you have a downfall, you have a opposite and equal come up, basically. I don't know who said that. Probably Earl Nightingale or Napoleon Hill. Somebody said that, but anytime you have a setback, you have an equal and opposite come back or come up. So remember that when shit looking real fucked up, just know when you come out on the other side, you're gonna be super straight. But yeah, that's all for this episode. I'm sorry for cussing so much, but that's really how I talk, that's really how I act. I be cussing all the time. But yeah, y'all holler back at me. I'm finna go, y'all. He's throwing me. It is storming outside. But yeah, Cash App takeover. What you gonna do? How you getting your money? How you getting your money back? Why you said $1,200 ain't shit? All right, bye. Y'all have a good night. Thanks for listening. Bye.